Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Today in Science from Wired.
Golden hydrogen is an untapped resource in depleted oil wells. The fuel can be produced by adding bacteria to spent drill holes, meaning there are thousands of potential hydrogen sources worldwide. By Chris Baraniuk. There was no prospect of getting any more oil out of the old well. It was just a depleted cavern hiding beneath the sun-baked Texas soil. And then some folks came along and squirted a special liquid into it. They went away for 5 days, and when they came back, it was no longer an oil well. It had transformed into a hydrogen source. Semvita Factory, a biotech firm in Texas, had spritzed a carefully selected combination of bacteria and nutrients down the borehole. Once inside the well, the microbes began breaking down the residual oil hydrocarbons in there, dregs that would be unprofitable to extract to generate hydrogen and CO2. This field test in July, though small in scale, was a huge success, says Chief Business Officer Charles Nelson. Nelson would not comment on what bacteria and nutrients the company is using, but he says his firm aims to produce hydrogen for $1 per kilogram, which would be competitive against other methods of obtaining the fuel. He estimates there are more than 1,000 depleted oil wells dotted around the United States that are suitable for the same kind of microbial treatment. A lot of these reservoirs are abandoned. They're in the custody of the state. They're orphaned and waiting to be cleaned up. Hydrogen, which releases zero carbon emissions when burned, has long been touted as a future fuel. Even though it's the most abundant element in the universe, with copious amounts on the Earth's surface and molecules, such as water, some effort is required to obtain large quantities of pure hydrogen. There's a long list of techniques currently vying for supremacy. People have taken to color coding them, and there is now a veritable rainbow to choose from. There's green hydrogen, where renewable energy is used to split water molecules into oxygen and hydrogen. Blue hydrogen, meanwhile, involves extracting hydrogen from natural gas. Semvita Factory describes its product as gold hydrogen. To pay homage to the past era of oil as the black gold and it now being used as a feedstock to make subsurface hydrogen, says co-founder and CEO Moji Karimi. Nelson explains that the firm's goal is to treat oil wells with bacteria to enable steady, long-term hydrogen production, perhaps lasting for decades. Existing disused infrastructure above and around the well for taking off gases could be brought back into service in order to collect the hydrogen, he adds. It will be important to prevent the CO2 byproduct from leaking into the atmosphere and contributing to climate change, however. Semvita Factory argues that it can keep the CO2 locked underground, use other microbes to fix it somehow, or find commercial uses for the greenhouse gas. There could be barriers to simply storing it below ground, though. A major blue hydrogen project in Louisiana is currently on hold due to local opposition over a plan to store any CO2 generated beneath a lake, as some residents fear it could pollute local water resources. Exactly what solution Semvita would use in each location and how successfully isn't yet known. Capturing or otherwise neutralizing the CO2 must be done safely, says Stephen Wallace, who runs a microbiology lab at the University of Edinburgh. But he adds that Semvita Factory's idea of harnessing microbes for hydrogen production is indicative of a lot of the really interesting work going on in biotechnology right now. Wallace and his colleagues are themselves experimenting with bioreactors and have had some success in getting microbes to yield hydrogen from things like moldy bread or the lignin in paper industry waste. But while some microbes help produce hydrogen, others are the scourge of these projects, as they can eat up stored hydrogen or consume the gas in natural wells, says John Gluyas, a geologist at Durham University. We're trying to keep bacteria away from our hydrogen because they love feasting on it, he explains. And he has another quibble. He argues that gold hydrogen is different from what some Vita factory is proposing. To Gluyas, that term refers specifically to hydrogen that has been produced naturally underground. He should know, I named it, he says, that Semvita has given the same name to its hydrogen, which the company makes clear is produced biologically by microbes and through a human-driven process, is just a coincidence, Karimi claims. For more than a century, geologists have been pondering how much of the natural hydrogen to which Gluyas refers could be freely available in the ground beneath our feet. The German scientist Ernst Erdmann described in 1910 how he had detected an outflow of hydrogen in a salt mine and tracked it for 4.5 years. But the possibility of widespread subterranean sources was still poorly understood. Even into the 1980s, says Barbara Sherwood-Lawler, a geologist at the University of Toronto. She recalls surveying sites for gases back then and realizing that significant volumes of hydrogen were present in the ground. Good Lord, it was hydrogen. These rocks were full of hydrogen, she remembers. Yes, the earth hath bubbles. Since then, she and colleagues have mapped the locations of potential hydrogen sources based on geology and known deposits around the world. Different processes can give rise to natural hydrogen wells. One example is radiolysis, in which subatomic particles naturally emitted by radioactive rocks, such as granite, cause certain molecules to break apart, releasing hydrogen. In general, hydrogen is associated with crystalline rocks rather than sedimentary ones. But as Gluyas mentions, microbes often gobble up hydrogen formed in the ground before anyone has had the chance to siphon it off. So the tricky part is finding a subterranean hydrogen source that is both large and intact. No one, I think, can pronounce on whether or not these accumulations of hydrogen within the crystalline rocks will be viable at scale, says Sherwood-Lawler. Some firms are already targeting hydrogen deposits, though, such as the company Gold Hydrogen in Australia. It estimates that there could be a total of 1.3 billion kilograms of hydrogen at depths of around 500 meters in the Ramsay Peninsula and Kangaroo Island in South Australia. There is also a large and well-known source of hydrogen in Mali. Both this and the Australian deposits are associated with fairy circles, where bare patches in the middle of vegetation indicate that hydrogen is coming out of the ground. Commercial extraction of hydrogen from any such locations at scale has yet to happen. Whether you call Semvita Factory's approach gold hydrogen or not, one advantage of it is that access to oil wells is reasonably straightforward, and they are often in well-serviced locations with nearby infrastructure for transporting gases. Semvita Factory is not the only firm to have considered this point. A completely different method of getting hydrogen out of old oil wells involves injecting oxygen into them to simulate a flow of oil and chemical reactions that result in the production of hydrogen and other gases. Canadian firm Proton Technologies has demonstrated this technique, which it refers to as clear hydrogen. Hydrogen production linked to depleted oil wells is interesting, but such projects are still at a relatively early stage, argues Richard Lowes, senior associate at the Regulatory Assistance Project, a clean energy NGO. I'm initially skeptical, particularly when you can produce hydrogen quite easily with electricity. It's just easier, he says. And he questions whether such technologies could potentially shore up fossil fuel firms and fossil fuel-related industries, in contrast to hydrogen production systems that rely on renewables. If new oil wells can eventually be transformed into green energy sources, they may appear more palatable. All of these ideas for obtaining hydrogen are currently jostling for attention and investment. That and the abundance of this crucial element in so many different places explains the rich color palette of hydrogens now emerging. From green to blue, gold, clear, and beyond, no one yet knows what will triumph. As Gluyas says, we'll probably have more colors than crown paints by the end of this process.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.